"Great band tonight,"
a young blonde man said, snapping the introspective conjurer out of his reflection.
"You're German."
"I'm Gerald."
Gerald was a German and an atheist.
"Why do you call yourself an atheist?"
"Because it displeases my parents."
"No, really."
The magician allowed his voice to grow serious.
"Why define yourself by what you don't believe?"
"Because I choose to. I'm not like my father. I refuse to conform to society's rules."
"Why not?"
"Because I'm my own man."
"And what does it mean, being a man other than your father?"
"I don't understand what you're asking."
"I mean, besides not believing in God, what makes you a different sort of man than your father?"
"I don't know."
Gerald was looking for an escape.
"I like jazz, I guess. My father would hate it."
The magician yawned.
"Really?"
Gerald excused himself and left.
"I'm such an ass," the magician thought.
"Mark my words," said a man standing nearby. "Jazz and bourbon are going to change the world." He was a short, Irish-looking fellow, the sort with straight black hair, blue eyes, and a spray of freckles across his nose.
"Would you like to try some?"
The man handed the magician a small flask.
"I'm Jerry, not to be confused with the Jerry who owns this club. To my credit, though, I have connections with one of the musicians. Top quality drink, wouldn't you say?"
The magician had to agree. He hadn't had a drop since he arrived in America, alcohol being prohibited and all.
"You know, Gerald is actually a nice kid," Jerry continued. "You, on the other hand, are a bit of an ass."
"I'm complicated,"
the magician agreed. With these complications in his own character, unless a physical connection was all he sought, finding a relationship was like hunting unicorns. It required patience and more optimism than the magician possessed. Music, that aphrodisiac, that foolhardy persuader, leaked in and softened the magician's edges. With the last of the magician's money, Jerry was able to procure another flask of whiskey. They were enjoying the companionship of music and alcohol when Mona tugged on the magician's sleeve. It was almost midnight, past time to go.
"You'll have to excuse me,"
the magician said, checking his watch, the one he had stolen from Dr. Silverman.
"Time for me to escort the lady home."
"A man with taste," Jerry said, admiring the gold watch.
"And here I thought you were a poor. Perhaps we should continue getting acquainted at a later time."
Mona stood waiting. The magician nodded. It was a good time to leave. Something about Jerry had begun to disturb him. His father's voice rang in his head, though it came through a bit of a fog. "Trust your instincts." He patted Jerry on the shoulder and said coldly,
"Enjoy the music."
"Hope you've enjoyed your watches,"
Jerry said.